10 for, apart from maybe 3 or 4 or 5 minutes, that might have been as good a game as you played on this road trip, and how disappointing it is not to get in.
We played the way we played was the way you have to play to beat them, and I thought we did a lot of those things that you need to do, and we weren't rewarded. And you know, they got a heck of a team over there. They make you pay for the few mistakes you make, and I thought we did a lot of things that players played their hearts out, you know, and they did a lot of things that we wanted them to. And at this time of year, all you can ask for is the ultimate effort, and we got it. We got a lot of guys that really busted today and played hard, and you know, Winnipeg's got a good team. They make you pay for errors that you make in your own zone. We made a couple of them, and they made us pay for it.
Do you have an update on Ben Bishop and what?
Right now, I would say we'll reevaluate him in 2 weeks. So, and we'll see where we go from there.
For as hard as this team has been playing in the last couple of games, what is the element that is missing just to finish?
Well, I'm not sure. You know, I think whether it's squeezing our sticks or just going through phases where you're missing chances, I'm not sure. But, you know, in these games we've needed the goal at the right time and it hasn't happened. So yeah, that's how close it's been. But, you know, right now we just got to keep our heads up, and as long as we give this type of effort, we can be proud of the way we've been playing. And this is 3 games in a row now where you can be proud of our effort. Not the result we wanted, but we got to trust that this type of effort is going to pay off in the long term.
Coach, Laine has 14 goals in 9 games against your club. Did that formulate into your game plan?
Yeah, well, we did a good job. We did a really good job until they scored the fluky power play goal. I mean, the guy's on his belly and he makes a pass that goes through 3 people. We did a really good job, but once he gets a sniff, you know, that's what I told the players. You can't give him a sniff, and we did a really good job in the first period until that last shift to kill the penalty, and he scored. That's all he needs.
Kari got dinged up pretty good in collision with Greg and Wheeler. Is he okay? Or
yeah, he's going to be fine. We'll bring back McKenna, and he'll back up for the next foreseeable future. So, okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.